Welcome to the Ideal Investor Show. This is the podcast where we help you challenge your mindset and discover where you are. Tired of stories about other people's success? We can help you change your life, determine your time freedom point, and join us on the journey to financial success. Let's go. Hey guys, welcome back. And most of you, a lot of you, especially anybody who is listening to our show on a regular basis, you know that I'm a big fan of John Soforic. He is the author of the book, The Wealthy Gardener. And he keeps, you know, making posts. And I think he's now in the process of writing a new book, because The Wealthy Gardener was actually a book that he wrote for his son, so that his son has some idea on how to generate wealth and how to handle money and stuff like that. And so in one of the little postings, he said something that I thought was kind of interesting and I wanted to share with you. And what he started out saying is that in his opinion and in his experience, wealth emerges in three cycles. And then he went on to say, okay, what are these three cycles? So I want to share those with you. And he says, John says, basically the first are the first 30 years where you learn about money and that it exists and what you can do with it. Basically, like, you know, like you build a household and you go to college and there's tuition and you have car payments and credit card payments and there are banks and that just fundamental stuff, basically from zero until your late 20s or when you turn 30. Then John says, okay, the second 30 years is to make as much money as possible and invest it. And I would add, invest it in something that is actually generating income. Don't just invest it in something speculative. And I want to say this one more time. I've said it many times in previous episodes, is don't invest it in something like a 401k plan where you have, at least in most cases, no input on where the money is actually going. Right? Because your company did a contract with Fidelity or Vanguard or one of those big investment companies, and some managers are taking all the contributions that all the people in your company are making on a monthly basis and invest them somewhere. And once a month, and then at the end of the year, you get basically a summary. And what's so sad, really, really, really have to say this, what's so sad is that in most cases, what they have done with your money as far as investment goes is not anything better than if you had just bought the S&P 500 index yourself. But the difference is that they charge you fees for getting the same or worse result. Now, if you really, really want good results, then you work with me, because I would say forget about the 401k and the S&P 500 and put money into something not only that generates passive income, but where the government is giving you all kinds of supports. But that's another episode. I've spoken about this. You know, you get write-offs and you get deference and you can make profits and don't have to pay taxes and all kinds of stuff that the government does in the rules and laws, and the IRS supports it because they want us to provide shelter for the population. They want for tenants to be able to find nice houses that we own and they rent. So that's basically in the second 30 years of your life, you make as much money as possible and then invest it. And what I thought made me laugh, and I thought that was a little bit comical, but it's also really true. John says in the third 30 years, if you've done it right and invested it right, you have time to really enjoy the money that you made or that your investments make. And if you do it really, really, really right, then you can get to a level where your passive income and your assets that you have basically accumulated in the second cycle of 30 years have reached such a level that you get something is called bullshit money. And that's the kind of money where you say, you know what? I want to buy this gift for my wife, and I know it's a ridiculous gift and it's a ridiculous price, but I don't give a hoot about it because I have the money and I can take it with me, so I might as well spend it. And oh, by the way, my passive income is coming back next month and the month after and the month after and the month after. That's bullshit money. Now, I'm not saying everybody needs to get to that level, because that's typically a really, really high level. But just imagine if you didn't have to worry about money and don't have to go and do a job. And if you can accomplish that before you start your last 30 years, so that means you would actually accomplish it in your 40s and 50s and don't have to wait until you're 60, so much the better. And I want to help you with that. And that's why I say go to idealinvestorshow.com, find the button to book a call, and then we can discuss how I can help you do that, because I've done it for myself. And I've been able to do it just before I turned 60. So you can do it too, especially if you start early. That's it for today. Be well, stay safe, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.